The influence of the Spirit. The influence of the Holy Ghost. Say anyone you want. The influence of the Spirit of God. And so, Mark 28 verse 18, Jesus spoke unto them saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Of course, the word power, the exousia, that is authority. I told you yesterday that the authority is on the background of what? The resurrection. Good. Which we are going to learn much more during our teaching this year. We're going to be looking at forgiveness of sin. What the Bible taught. You know, when you say what the Bible taught, forgiveness of sin. I told you SFLC did not give me time to praise forgiveness of sin properly the way I would have to. And so when you say the resurrection, it's such a big word. So he said, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Then verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. I think some versions will say to make disciples. Who has that in his version? Eh? What version is that? What version? NLT. Good news. New disciples. New King James. They make disciples. NIV. Oh, no KJV. Daniel. Not you. The other Daniel. Eh? NIV. You buy KJV. I should get you one. Your birthday is March. Yeah? Okay. So... He says, make disciples. The word teach all nations. If you have KJV, it will be Matthew. M-A-T-H-E-T-E-U-O. Now, pay attention. I'm going to be saying some things tonight, so just pay attention. Now, it says, teach all nations. Matthew. And when you have a word like that, it always have its own shades. For example, if I have, I told you about salvation, for example. The moment you mention salvation through faith is in Christ, that's soteria, right? Soteria, salvation. The moment you mention soteria, you cannot have salvation without a sozo, right? The same. Eh? Then you have a sota, the savior. Is it making sense? So, around words like that, there are always small, small words that make up the big word. So, when you say matitio, to teach all nations, surrounding that would be matitis. The one we taught. M-A-T-H-E-T-E-S. Is it making sense what I'm saying now? So, you are going to have the one we taught in the teaching. And so, what Jesus asked them to go and do is to make disciples. So, it means you start teaching people. You start teaching people. You just start teaching people. Of course, what are you going to teach them? Verse 18. Authority. The power of God in saving men. Alright, good. Then he mentions that you're going to teach all nations. That means the message is not apportioned. Of course, when Jesus was in the flesh with them, he preached in Israel. Is it making sense? Eh? He preached in Israel. He didn't preach to the Gentiles. He didn't go by. When the Gentiles came to him, that he should come and preach to them, he told his disciples, that means the time is near. Of course, the time of his death. Because he knew that it will be upon the death that the wall will be broken down, Ephesians 2, right? The wall of partition that separates will be broken down, and then all nations will now have access. So the moment the Gentiles came to Andrew, and Andrew went to Peter, Jesus said, the time is there. Right, so he was in Israel. But now he is the resurrected king. He says, all nations. And we were able to look at that yesterday much more, right? And we said, by saying all nations, every set of people, right? Anything that brings people together in the natural. I gave Cesar. Is it Cesar? Colin. Who are you? You are not a member of the association. How can you say Cesar yesterday? Say Colin today. You are not stable. A double-minded man. So stable in all his ways. Eh? Alright. So again, associations. Some people have midwife free association of Nigeria or whatever. Is that the association? Midwife free association of Nigeria. Nursing and midwife free association. No, you know. The moment you are born again, the moment you are a disciple, you have a culture in the resurrection that supersedes and overrides every other. So that means
in the resurrection, I have no tribe. I am in the Christ tribe. Because that's not what Abraham was. Eh? Hebrews 11. Eh? Abraham searched for a country. For a country. He said if they had been mindful of where they came out from, they would not have seen that heavenly country. And that word country is the word patris. In the Greek, P-A-T-R-I-S. It's the same word that was used in Mark 5 when he said Jesus went to his hometown. So, in the faith, in the new birth, we have a new hometown. We have a native town. It's the Spirit of God. Is it making sense? That was what Abraham was looking for. A patris. Amen? And so, once you're born again, you cannot allude your lifestyle, your actions, to your ethnicity. Zamijebu. Where are you from? Edo. Enugu. Alright. Again, you cannot allude, like, you know, I give an example yesterday. Some people say, I'm a Jebu, that's why I'm stingy or something like that. Right? I give an example of that. Good. So, again, your faith has given you a new culture. Say a new culture. A new culture. Exactly. Exactly. So, again, in the resurrection, we now have new value system. In the resurrection, we now have the things that now make sense to us. That influences how we act. So, I am not an introvert. In the resurrection, we don't have introverts. We don't have melancholic, a mechanic. We don't have sanguine. You're a sanguine. You still find believers who are still checking what do you call this thing? Horoscope. See, I'm Scorpion. I am a pest. Messis. Pisces is not a fish. I'm Pisces. I'm Scorpio. It was not you. Pisces. Sagittarius. You know, and then they have a lot of things to it. I was talking to a lady one time like that. And he said, we're talking about a relationship, I know. I said, so what's happening? And I said, see, they always leave me. He goes, you know I'm Scorpio. You have been singing them. Scorpio, Pele. Remind me of Mortal Kombat. I've been Scorpio. You know I'm Scorpio. So, the way I anti-Scorpio. They are born again. Little Scorpio, Gakiri. I love you to have mine. What's your date of birth? I don't know if you know my date of birth now. You look for animal for me. Lion, king, or something. I'm not Scorpio. I'm a Christian. I'm a new creation. I'm not Pisces. I'm not horoscope. I don't know all about that. In the resurrection, we have a new culture. It's called the new birth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, again, I said, in that Matthew would have a Matthew, yeah? Right? So, again, when you mention Matthew, quite a number of times, I think I wrote it 268 times in New Testament Greek. Very peculiar word. Because in that word, listen very well, and 268 times, in the book of Acts, it was used 30 times. And we're going to look at it 30 times. Hallelujah. And so, 30 times in the book of Acts, we're going to look at all of that. Again, right in the back of Matthew is that he has to be a follower. Because if I'm learning from you, for example, let's say I'm learning from Ife, I'm learning from you, then that means I am your follower. Is it making sense? That means I am your follower. So, you can't be learning from someone and you have equal authority, which we are still going to look at in retreat, trust me. You can't have equal authority. And that's why in the churches, you have cadres of authority. You have your unit, if you're a worker, you have your unit, which you should be a worker. You have your unit leader, people who lead you. You have your study group leader. You have your prayer group leader, right? You have your cell leader. You know, you just have someone somewhere. You could be the one too. You get what I'm saying? You just have someone somewhere. Why? Because Christianity is followership. So, Matthew. Again, Christianity in Christianity, we are called to follow. Alright, I'll leave that. So let's look at that word, Matthew. 30 times in the book of Acts. Are you ready? Acts chapter 1. Again, I want you to be noting the things you see as we look at the mention of that word, disciple.
I want you to be noting the things you see. Because that is what will now inform where we are going to. Are you ready? You ready? Acts 1:15. Can we read together? We are going to read everywhere I'm calling. We are going to read together. Want to go? And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. 120. Alright, so Peter stood up in the midst. So what can you bring from that place? They were together. Alright, good. They were together. Alright? Acts 6:1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, they arose in the murmuring about the daily ministration. So the number of disciples were multiplied in verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not a reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. In verse 7, and the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. What can we see here? Two things. They were together, and more than they multiply. They had someone who was heading them. I'm liking what I'm saying. They multiply, but now that cannot be that passive. You must learn to read passive tone, active tone, right? In literature, passive tone, active tone. Nothing but all the active tone, right? When you start forgiveness of sin, you know what I'm talking about. They had something. Is that what you saw there? They have the message. They were obedient to the faith. Okay, no. Okay, that's part of it. The obedience to the faith, you said they had authority, right? The apostles. They went, they all preached, yes. And that's why the disciples multiplied. What else did you see there? Praying. There are those who teach the word. Order. Thank you. What else? Order. That's quite some spirit-led utterance. Yeah. They took care of each other. They also had things they shared in common. Food. I come, that's the major thing there now. I was expecting something just to eat. You have prayed so much, your eyes is going to the deep things of God. They shared food. Hallelujah. So they were together, they had order in their midst, they had cadres of authority, they did things together, they preached together, they were multiplied together. So, are we seeing discipleship, right? So, we have seen in Acts 1:15, they were together, praying. Acts 6:1, 2, and 7. They were together. They had order in their midst, right? Right? Alright. Be putting that down. Acts 9:1. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord went unto the high priests. So, Saul, which was Paul, he was breathing threatenings against the disciples. Alright. Again, that's passive, very passive. We don't know what they are doing. Right? They just call them the disciples of the Lord. Verse 10. And there was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias. And unto him the Lord said in a vision. And he said, behold, here I am, Lord. So, again, what can we see here? Service. Okay, I love that. Service. He was ready. He said, here I am, Lord. He heard God. A call. Video call or WhatsApp call. He saw God in a vision. He saw the Lord in a vision. And then he yielded to what the Lord called him to do. Good. I was just kidding. Again, we have said something about discipleship. In verse 19. And when he had received meat, that was Saul now. After Ananias had laid hands on him, he can now see. He has eaten meat, like most of you took two meat. Then Saul went 7 days with the disciples, which are Damascus. What can we see again here? He gathered together. So, togetherness. Good. Togetherness. Some people have not said anything. I'm looking at that back. Okay. I'll walk there now. Verse 25. Acts 9. Then the disciples took him by night. Of course, this was when persecution arose. And they let him down in a basket. I know Deborah is the one I'm going to look at. What do you see there? They watched each other's back. That's why I came to you. They watched each other's back. Is that okay? Is that okay? Alright. Verse 26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he joined himself to the disciples. Again, if there's something that you have now seen as a common denominator in all the verses, what's it? They are always together. They are always together. Again, you can't be called a disciple. But look at the disciples of Jesus. There was no time that they were recorded separately, save when Jesus went to the house of Peter. There was no time that it was recorded like just one person was recorded outside the multitude, outside the gathering. Because discipleship has to do with togetherness. Say togetherness. You can't teach discipleship. Let me just give you the other reference because of time. Acts 9:38, Acts 11:26, 11:29, 13:52, 14:20, 14:22, 14:28, 15:10, 16:1, 18:23, 18:27, 19:1, 19:9, 19:30, 21:27, 20:30, 21:4, and 21:16. I'll come again. I started from Acts 9:38, yeah? We have looked at 15:61, 62, 67, 91, 19, 9, 19, 9:25, 9:26, 9:38, 11:26, 11:29, 13:52, 14:20, 14:22, 14:28, 15:10, 16:1, 18:23, 18:27, 19:1, 19:9, 19:30, 21:27, 20:30, 21:47, 20:30. Alright. So, again, what you observe, listen very well, is togetherness. Say togetherness. So, disciples don't walk alone. They learn together. In the case of Acts 1, they pray together, they stay together, they share together. Again, we're talking about the influence of the Holy Ghost. They stay together. So, a major influence of the Holy Ghost will be the right relationships. That means I cannot claim that I am being spirit inspired or spirit impressed without the right relationships. I must look at the people around me. See, let me say this. As you grow older, you must learn to take wiser decisions. Is that clear? Is that clear? So when you're 19, you know, there are some decisions you took. And that's why, apologies. When I look at people who are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, sometimes I feel you should be patient more. Sometimes 25. Probably I look at when I was 21 and I think, you know, you say to yourself that time, I know what I'm doing. I really felt like that. You know, when you're 18, you say, I'm already 18 now. I'm 18 for crying out loud. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm an adult. I recall at 17, I was telling my dad, I said, I'm an adult. The way he looked at me, I knew I was not an adult. He looked at me, he looked at where he used to keep his wire. The wire used to be. He looked at me like this. I said, sorry, sir. I know. When I was 10, I said it. Was it 9 when he took me to boarding house? My dad drove me to boarding house in Osun State. Philadelphia Government College. And as he drove me there, I told him, I said, you can go home now. I'm old enough to take care of myself. He looked at me. Say, let us play with you small. I said, boom, 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 come on, I can take care of myself. And so as he was driving off, I was taking my stuff to the hostel. JJC like me. I just saw people in seniors, bare chest, in front of the hostel. And they said, drop something. Coming from a very conservative background and a very, you know, I said, I'm not dropping anything. He took me like this, he dragged me back. The one slice I received, I started dropping bread. Yeah. I dropped half of my Bonvita, half of my peak milk, half bread, everything. They asked everything. Conflicts, wooden mops. I looked at my dad's car. I knew I was not an adult. I could not do anything. You know, and when you're young like that, sometimes you feel, but then as you grow older, one of the things that you now start to do is, you are more deliberate about decisions. How many of you know that? You know, if you wanted to, but as you grow older, that blood rush will reduce. It should. And you start to think, this thing, is it going to make sense? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you start to look at your relationships, for example. You've got to be deliberate with your relationships. You have to be deliberate. Hallelujah. So, one of the hallmarks of the influence of the Holy Ghost is the right relationships with the right people. You have to journey with the right people. You can't be a disciple that walks alone. In fact, look at that Matthew 28 where we're coming from. As I, in verse 19, and tells them, you're going to make disciples of every nation. In verse 20, what did he say? Teaching them to observe all things. Is that followership? Eh? To observe all things I've commanded you. Lo, I am with you to the end of the world. That means, between the discipled and the one who is discipling him, there will be a relationship. So, what we call the Great Commission itself is a relationship. Christianity itself is a relationship. We are called the children of God. 1 John 3:2. The children of God. Galatians 4:6-7. Because we are sons of God, he has sent for the Spirit of his Son to our hearts. Right? Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. John 1:12. As many as have believed on his name, they will be called the sons of God. So, we are children of God by faith in Christ, of course. You find that in Galatians 3:26. Romans 9:8. 2 Corinthians 6:18. I'll be unto them a God and they will be my children. We are also called sons of God, servants of God, right? Huh? Ministers of God. So, can you see that it's a relationship? What you call, I'm a Christian, born again. He calls it, you are a son of God. That's a relationship. A father to child. In fact, Jesus is called the friend of sinners. It's a relationship. You are that sinner, you are the sinner. The sinner that became saved. Of course, that was before he died for sins. But it was called the friend of sinners. So, what we call the resurrection is a relationship. In the resurrection, we became the bride of God, right? The bride. The church. If you let all you know, the church, the bride. Because that's what Paul was explaining in Ephesians 5. As Adam loved Eve, or Adam and Eve, and he used that to explain Christ and the church. That's a relationship in the resurrection. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? And so you can't isolate Christianity from relationships. So oftentimes, let me say this, that the reason why many people are having lack of fire in their Christian walk is the wrong relationship. The wrong relationship. Or, worse still, they are living solitary. No? I'm an introvert. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't have friends in church. How can you be in a church and you don't have friends? You don't have friends in the church. How? So, you come to service and say, welcome 5 people. You're welcome. And go back to your seat. Some people don't even leave their seat. Yeah, that's solitary. And after service, you pick your Bible and you are gone. That kind of person cannot last. It's the truth. Don't forget where we are coming from. There is no introvert in the new creation. Right? Eh? All nations are going to receive the same message. Teaching all nations. That means the message a Yoruba man will receive is the message a Frenchman is going to receive. The message male is going to receive, the message female is going to receive. Right? Uh-huh. And there's no even gender in Christ. So say, I'm not male, I'm not female. That didn't mean by you. You have to be one of the two now. Why will not be me? Why will not be me? So I prefer not to say. Prefer not to say what? Or that thoughts are also okay. You prefer not to say what? Are you male? Are you female? Say, Pastor, it's my private. If I was you, male or female. So which toilet is now on ground use now? Which toilet? No, we should go and create toilets for you. Prefer not to say. But that's just sorrow. You get, there's no message for the female in Christ. As a vision of pastor's wife. It's funny that pastor's wife always just gets the ministry of talking to singles. You've not watched it. What would you with the heart? Ministry. You guys have not sound like this. And Lord of all. You guys see now? Ministry, Lilia, I made you provide picture. Ministry, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Faith, this is. Hi. I bring Calvary greetings. What the hell is Calvary greetings? I don't even wonder if Calvary greetings. Who and you are going to Calvary? Yeah. You are not there to. Me and no one will allow. Calvary get. Calvary covered the Tolamanco. It will do the Calvary greetings. The Calvary greetings in the name of God. There's no message for the pastor's wife. There's no ministry for youth ministry. What the children church should listen to is also the gospel. Not start drawing Noah's ark. Your child is drawing Noah's ark in children church. They are labeling ark. This is the window. This is where the raven bird used to fly. No! Sit them down. 7 years old, 6 years old. Sit them down. Tell them how that Christ died according to scriptures. He said they will not understand. Who told you? Is that what they told you? I've seen an 8-year-old preach. This one is not funny, you know. My friend's sister, 8-year-old. I call her sister. Sister. Esther. Sister. 8. But he said, 8 because I've been 9. I'll say sister. He said, I called him and said, how about sister Esther? He thought I was talking about the elder one, his cousin. That one stays in Lagos. She stays in Lagos. That one's way older than us. So he was expecting me to call that one Sister Esther. I said, no, Sister Esther. He said, if I want to go down, I said, Auntie Esther. Sister. She preaches the gospel well. So there's no message for children church. Jesus loves the little children. So what did he hates the adults? The children of the world. And the red back and white, they are precious in the sky. What they will sing in school. You do not bring it again. Teach them. The same message. And so the gospel presents to us an all-encompassing message. So you can't say, I am shy. You have a new culture in the spirit. So again, we're talking about that Matthias. And we said, one thing we can single out from Matthias is what? Togetherness. Thank you. Togetherness. Learning something? So, observe that upon Jesus, when he rose from the dead, the first instruction he gave his disciples was what? To go and swim. Preach there. Together. In fact, when they came to the sepulchre, the angel told the disciples, said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Has he not told you to meet him in Galilee? When angels are not even giving instructions. Say, has he not told you to meet him in Galilee? Jesus was not going to appear to them one by one. They Peter our father. I don't escape him. JP from L. You know what's here? They're not good. We just appear from Peter. Go to Andrew. Just appear at the back of Andrew. Say, Andrew. Rabbi Rabboni. They all gathered. Then it came to them. To bitterness. Hallelujah. Do you know that it's part of the message of the scriptures? When Paul was describing the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15, how that Christ died according to scriptures, was buried according to scriptures, and was raised according to scriptures. Of course, when you hear according to the scriptures, he was raised according to scriptures on the third day. What's that? Eyewitness account. Come on. When you hear he was, and he rose again the third day according to scriptures. That's according to what I was told. Is it making sense? That's why we now follow it up with, and he was seen of Cephas, and of the 12, then of James, then of then myself, Paul, then myself, who is the least of the apostles. That makes sense. So, again, in talking about the message of the gospel, he talks about that togetherness. He was seen of the 12. So, you can't be a Christian that walks alone. It's tantamount to disobedience. To be a lone ranger. It's sheer disobedience. So, one of the ways you see the influence of the Spirit in a man's life is his perpetual relationships. Perpetual relationships. Who are the folks that you have a long-standing, solid relationship with? Check your relationships. So if you are going to last well in ministry, and you are going to finish well with joy, then you need company. You need what? You need what? Company. See what Solomon wrote. And I think I like it. In Ecclesiastes. You there? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We are all going to read it. Are you ready? From verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes. Are we ready? One to go. Two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fail. Again, the two lie together. Then they have it. But how can you be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall stand against him. And the threefold cord is not quickly broken. Togetherness. A threefold cord is not easily broken. The Yorubas will say, A single stick of broom cannot sweep the house. You have to be together. Hallelujah. You have to be together. Two, Solomon said, is better than one. What is that perpetually? See, when the Holy Ghost, listen very well, wants to influence a man's life very well, it brings to him solid relationships. Two, he said, they're better than one. If one falls, the other is coming and he's going to leave him more. What's Solomon saying? Wahala for who no get person to lift him up. He said, woe to the one that falls and he has no one to lift him up. Wahala. Shame. Praise God. Who is your friend? We need one. You have to have a friend. And a true friend is one that you have the same interests, the same goals. You are facing the same direction. Not the one you are coming to retreat is laughing at you. That's not a friend. As you grow that you must learn to filter. You define relationships. There are people that know, they know I'm not their friend, and I know they are not my friend. We are acquaintances. Good. We know each other. We talk. Is it making sense? Yeah. I have some folks, you are just colleagues at work. That's all it is. You can't come to me and be saying, hallelujah. No one was saying, he was telling someone else, I'm boring. Even I was at the door, I wanted to enter their office. He said, I'm boring, I don't listen to me. I take that as a compliment. The non-believer that doesn't go to church, that goes to church only on Christmas Day, says I'm boring. That's good though. Some of you are a Christian. Someone that goes to church once a week says, hey, I like this kind of young Christian. I called when I was in school. Someone told me, one time, I was advising, I was counseling him. Not formal. It just happened that I was in a position to advise, so I was advising him. I said, hey, so I like the way you even counseled me, that you're not like that other Christian, that it was just, I said, come, sit down. I locked up. What did you say again? I said, you bam me. You know, some of you think that's a compliment. They are telling you, you're not like that other Christian that was just, he was just acting, was treating like sinner. Okay, what are you guys sinner now? What else should he treat you as? Change you! Hallelujah! I was preaching to someone one day. And I thought about the grace of God. I said, if you don't believe, you go to hell. So, I thought you were talking about grace. I said, it's part of the grace. So. It's not just in the appendix. It's in the glossary. It's part of the grace. And I just guys see foresight. So I believe. Briefly. It does not take devil has planned for you. That's what he's telling you now. Your mind just needs to eat the nail. So I told him, I said, why did you say me I'm a better Christian, Jerry? Say it again. Then the way you are speaking soft, like the advice. Ah. I said, no, the softness is not like that too. We died, all this is can you say I'm not like it. Hallelujah. When you are around lukewarm people, they should know you are hot. Don't conform to the pattern of this world. So because you're around people who don't go to church or do ministry, you do not start to behave like, you don't start to, you know, there's a way you just want to form and fit into the package. That's it. Yeah, think about prayer. It's true. What is prayer, Kenny? What is your glory? All this prayer. Only God knows what I said. No! Stand up! Paul was able to stand before a whole city and he said, I pray in tongues more than you all. I don't care who is lukewarm. I'm on fire. I don't care what I'm for who lukewarm. You are the one that should aspire to be like me. Not the other way around. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. You must identify with fire. I used to tell you that, identify with fire. Praise God. Two is better than one. We need one another for encouragement, for example. For encouragement. Romans 1, look at what Paul said. You learn something? The influence of the Spirit. In Romans 1, in verse 11, Paul is talking to the church in Rome and he said, I long to see you, that I might impart unto you some spiritual gift. So to the end that you may be stable, you might be established. Can we read verse 12 together? That I may be comforted together with you by what? The mutual faith of what? Both you and me. I might be comforted, I may be encouraged. When I see you, I want to be encouraged. So we need one another for that. You can't be a disciple and be walking alone. Two is better than one. And a cord of three is not easily broken. Get yourself fire brand relationships. Hallelujah. I know you have someone that you want to marry in one corner. And you're both talking sweet words to each other. I love you. You just don't want to talk about church. You know, say, no, it's not good. I don't want Spirit Coco to spoil our relationship. What's spoiling anyone? Hallelujah. Auntie, are you serving the Lord or not? Let me quickly know now. All this, see, I'm in love of the Lord. I'm in love of the Lord. But, you see, I don't believe in all this retreat I advance. What did you say we are again? We are Jesus. In the hands of the Creator. You don't want. Or rather than just ditch everything, you can bring her around. You can bring him around. Put a fire there. Because the truth is, iron sharpens iron. That's Proverbs 27:17. Iron what? If iron says it will be sharpened by water, it will rust. Yeah, I know, he's my friend. I know he's not spirit-filled like that. He's not a spirit-filled life. No, he's just my friend, though. We talk Chelsea together. You know, Oga, define your relationships. You can't imagine Paul being friends with Judas. I just gave you two extremes now. Paul with Judas. Judas had on him the entire look, an apathetic, careless Christian who has no passion at all. How do I know? The ones who had zeal, we saw it. Peter. Forget the day of Pentecost. Before that time, someone that was causing someone's air. You know that the fire has been there since. He just needed to challenge the right direction. They came for Jesus and said, "Who are you?" Briefly. Yeah, briefly, let me just remove one. You still have one more. Maybe you hear God's word by the time I remove one here. We saw it. But for Judas, the only time he had a special mention was when someone came and poured oil, perfume on the feet of Jesus. Judas said, "You could have saved that in the post to buy something for the poor." Judas, you poor. Only. Whoever is subscribed. Judas made 30 gig. And who is he going to talk to? Pharisee. Surround yourself with the right people. Imagine Judas just had Peter as friend. Even if he was weak and he loved money. Peter would have changed that. Remember when Peter met Simon the sorcerer? You will know someone who had it in him that is not covetous. Then your money perish with you. Simon is just like, okay. Sorry, you. I just wanted to sow into your grace. I said, your money will perish with you. You and your money, you will die. You will rot in hell. You have no part or loss in this matter. Peter, apostle. But imagine so. That kind of person, imagine Judas just clinched. His weakness will have been taken care of. Because the prophet never wrote that Judas will betray Jesus. He just said one of his friends. It could have been any of the 120. It could have been Andrew. It could have been anybody. Judas just walked himself into prophecy. And that could have been prevented with a spirit-led relationship. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. True friends. I can't imagine where I would be without true friends. I can't. I can't even think it. Where? Myself and my friends started having Holy Ghost meetings from age 17, thereabout. Try holding Holy Ghost meetings. I started praying in the things of the Spirit. So when you are looking at, no, it has been long ago. Hallelujah. But we were together. We created a music group. Just so that we will always be together. It's a mystery. Because it's a mystery. We used to have a concert. Great and Awesome God. Gag. The Gag 001. Gag 001. But what's the point? We were always together. We used to have prayer conference. Once in 3 months. I mean, well, different people were in school. They all come back to Ibadan. From school, someone who was schooling in Kutmina will come back to Ibadan for a prayer conference. Nobody misses it. We don't even send text. We know it's the first Friday every 3 months. I mean, the first Friday in March, the first Friday in June, the first Friday in September, the first Friday in December. I can't imagine where I'll be without my friends. And when someone is going, you know, left, others, what? We block the roads. That's true friendship. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Not your own friend, or of football about every time. See, you see how bad go. Ah, even Arsenal is losing these days. I can't care much. Praise God. It go be. We move. Let me be the better salary. You know, your friend, that's all you talk about. When I don't with that, say, I have one for Alex D. You get person who won't buy iPhone. You know, you just talk about frivolity, and then you keep looking for more things of the flesh you just talk about. And the moment you mention, how's your prayer life? It looks, as only when you ask them, how's your prayer life? The conversation grows cold. I remember I've said that before. You ask them, if you talk about prayer, preaching, everything just grows cold. You know what you should do? Inspire that person. Hallelujah. Inspire that person. And you should be that kind of person too. My friend. My friend, we talk. We're not even talk often. But the moment you get on phone, you just say, Joel 2. Imagine someone greeting with Joel 2. As he's calling, you have not probably talked in 2 months. So. Hello? That acts in 4. Did you see ministry gates there? I was thinking, I was talking to Kenny yesterday. I said, okay, let me get back to you now. We didn't even say, how are you? It's not that after we are done with the subject, you don't say, how far now? So how are you doing? Ask is now, mama. The ones, for the ones that are married. Ask mama. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, alright, take care. That's friendship. So after now, when will you be in town now? What's true now? What's true now? Well, I wonder if you men are not yielding. How we men yield? What if you are here, stroll? What if you don't see the on Labour Beach, don't close. Lekki conversation. Conservation Center. You have been there. Iko Nikin Ilashe Beach. You're not playing Monopoly. You're just going around. Some believers are still even got more things to do that. In here, in the law particle. Just 20. In a lockdown year. If they did not lock you down, you have done 10, 200. Some believers cannot do without going to Wambe. Wambe no nisha. Ugbasho luti ra. The one you don't have money, when you go for a laugh yard. Have you ever scarf? Are you mad? Your friend is always telling you about half yard. I'm a show. Then I say, we are giving myself else. Maybe they say, less you want less. For panhering. Are you okay? You are not okay. You are not part of the iron that is sharpening iron. You are a wood. Wood, Buruku. Omwale wood. What kind of iron is this one? Iron that is bending. You are meant to be sharpening. Iron bend. Iron bender. Believer. Bro, iron bender. Sharpen me. How can you be a believer? They cannot go to you for word of knowledge. Informing of Babo. Knowledge of words. You gave them word of K. No word of knowledge is even word of K. K you complete. Kachamadupe, my friend. I just give thanks. That's word of Kachamadupe. Word of K. There's a decision you're about to make. Who is not about to make a decision? So just listen to the Spirit. I just pray about it. You do well to pray about it. I have done well. I have prayed. I've done well. If you say something else, you can't go to your, you're not that kind of friend that if someone is low on morale can call and say, I've not been preaching. If you call some friends and say, you've not been, say, hey, it's normal. We all go through downs. Iron bender. With their coin, you. They have not been preaching. Say, hey, it's normal. You know, we all have ups and downs. Yeah? No. It's fire or true. It will up and down. When it's not zip. Yeah, zip like here, imagine. I waterfall. You know, because the Spirit of God is in me, you know, I have the strength of eternity. You must walk with that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And sharpen Zion. Proverbs 27:17. So, Solomon says, 2 is better than 1. It's a year of focus ahead. You must find it. Find someone. There's nothing wrong with it. You are a brother, it doesn't mean to be a sister. You say, find someone. Say, Pastor, thank you. I find. I've already seen. As you are praying this retreat, based on one or two things. Says, did I do it? I want to. Is my high on? Saji is my high on. I like her. Iron woman. Hallelujah. So the influence of the Holy Ghost is seen in the relationships we keep. Look at Acts 2:44. You learning something? Acts 2:44. Let's start from verse 42. 42 to 44, everybody want to go. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came on every soul. And many signs and wonders were brought on by the apostles. And all that believed were together and they had all things in common. I will talk about this one much more tomorrow. They had all things in common. They were together. There are times that you must be able to rely on your brother for strength. You must be that kind of brother. You find someone in church. There's nobody going on outreach. He can be able to count on you and say, see, brother, I don't know, my discipleship. I don't know, I don't understand. You'll be able to know, don't say, Abi. Because I was explaining to my leader. It's like they don't understand that, you know, the streets are dry. All the souls that are meant to be saved, they have rapture. Man, you see me to have explained, though, my brother. Just feel anything in your chat. At the end, we move. Church brother. Over iron and you. If you are wise, you'll have told you say, ah, bro, iron bender. My bad, media. Brother, can explain to me, Muso. Hallelujah. I got the story of one brother like that. He was corrected in the service. I have told you before. Open rebuke was corrected in the service. So one brother and I went to, it was quite embarrassing. One brother and I went to meet him after service and said, don't mind Pastor Jerry in that correction. He told him, he said, come on, but he just, he said, I mind Pastor, leave him, let him correct me. He said, don't talk to me like that. He thought, because the brother was publicly embarrassed and rebuked, that he would, he went to his fellowship coordinator straight, he said, brother, can you talk to him? He came to me, he was talking to me about Pastor. You know, when he told us, we were all laughing. That brother felt embarrassed. How can you go to someone that I can walk in the flesh, like, can't you work together except? And then he just, that's the kind of person you should be, hallelujah. Turn your back against the flesh. Go with your brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the influence of the Holy Ghost, we are going to see spirit-led and spirit-kept relationships. Who is your friend? There's nothing to keep close in someone who has made up his mind not to serve the Lord. It's going to affect your journey. And that's why you just cover that. There's some people you talk to and you don't want to pray. When you're done talking to them, you don't feel like praying. There's some people when you're done talking to them, the only thing you think about is money. And there are some people. When you're done talking to them, you switch off your phone and go and pray. Hallelujah. I had one friend like that. He's out of the country now. He's doing well, serving the Lord. And I say someone is doing well. Me, I'm not talking about you. Of course, you didn't say that from me. He's doing well, serving the Lord. I think he's in his Ghana. Yeah. If you call him, following him, as you're about to end the call, he just speak in tongues. I like calling him. That's the way he's always sounding like Arabic. That's why I like calling him. Sometimes just to hear the Arabic. He's so precise. This is the kind of Christian we're talking about. Look at Acts 3. Acts 3 1. Throw it together. Acts 3 1. Once you go. Now Peter and John went together into the temple at the hour of prayer. What are they going to do? To pray. Then Peter and John went together. Do you have friends that you pray together? And they all you just do is WhatsApp. Video call. Can you see my face? They should look at my sister. Yeah. I can see your face. How now? How things now? See how you fresh. How do you find it easy to see all this, to do all this rubbish? I would rather be playing game.
that means unnecessary whining. Tears in flesh.
That time I used to say like four word of knowledge that day. In between four after his short tongue as he busted kekere. Hallelujah. Do you have friends that you pray together? Or your own friends? You can matter better than ja. Over 8.9. Your friends asking you, bring go. Believer. Ungwe your handicap. Believer. Unta over 2.5. The friendly.
You don't have good friends. Two is better than one. The cord of three is not easily broken. You should have good friends. Friends that you can be sure that they have their weight behind you. They will throw their weight behind your back. Hallelujah. They will throw their weight. You should have trustworthy, spirit-filled friends. If your friends are not, go and look for the ones that are spirit-filled and make them your friends. Because the journey is far. If you are going to grow spiritually, you will need good friends. I got the first major word conference that I attended to. What was taught there? I think the person taught one of Kenyon's Bible in the Light of Redemption. That's what the person taught. And he taught us for over 10 hours. That was my first major one. It was at Ilori. It was a friend that invited me. What's the name of this organization? I'm not sure. Harry Skinny Con. That was way back in 2011 or 12. 11. A friend invited me. She just said, "Afa na yemi, there's a program. That time, I don't want to hear a program. I'm going. Tell me that we're going to do it at the border of hell. You just have to program. Let's go. Hallelujah. Most of the things that took me outside the battle as a younger child, were Christian meetings. And I can owe everything to my friends. My first charismatic meeting I attended 2013, a friend literally that dragged me like this. The same friend that dragged me to that learning meeting. I have good friends. Hallelujah. Friends that will ask you, how is your prayer life? If your friends have never asked you that question before, oh, T-Lore, you just ask people that you like each other. And even the devil likes you, in case you don't know. He's not asking you, how is your prayer life? How is the preaching of the gospel coming along? There are some friends, if you ask some of your friends, they will say, are you joking now? Are you joking now? What kind of question is that one? Am I a pastor? Why are you asking me that one? Go and test your friends as you leave this retreat. The ones you call friends. So how is the preaching of the gospel? How is your prayer life? If it's giving you a look of Patrick Vieira, are you whining? Stop. Let's talk about the real things. You know you're in trouble. An iron bender is at your door. Sin lies at your door. Hallelujah. Do you have good friends? Peter and John went together to pray. No wonder they had lasting ministries. Their impact was known. When they were in persecution, they were persecuted together. Guess what? They still went back to the folk together. They went back to church together. Hallelujah. We need good company for encouragement, for focus, for strength. When we are together, there's so much we can do. There's so much we can do. Get that firebrand relationship. People that can call you and fire you up. Get close to yourself, leader. Is human like you now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no fire in anybody's eyes. Is there fire in my eyes? Eh? I play game with folks every Sunday. There's no fire in my eyes. Get close to them. People you know that they have your spiritual interest at heart. There's no reason to be far. A lot of people say, it is for your own profiting. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you. So they might give account. When they are giving account for your life, they might do it with joy. So that they will not be with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. Hebrews 13:17. Get close to that brother in church. Like, you feel, I like the way this brother just gives time. But to say, mene, only the daddy. Where is it, mene. What's your love team in spirit? Get close to him. You saw that sister that every time they ask you someone to say, what do you learn in service? The answer is always up. Your own hand will locate it. You think that's spiritual, that's maturity. That means you didn't learn anything. Or if you learned it, you are not bold enough to vocalize. And if you are not bold, in the among the brethren. Is it now in the world that you now be bold? You find unbelievers, they are not bold when it comes to spiritual things. But let them hear, practice harder. You know what kopo? You know what ngoti opo? Oh, I feel it. Yeah, ni opo. So ngoti opo la ye right? Flesh kopo ke? Flesh opo ye ye. Ask them. So what do you think it means when you say someone is filled with the Holy Ghost? What do you think is the promised land, the inheritance of? That's it. You don't know it.
I know it.
Hey, talk now. Is that the person you want to call? You say, let's fire each other up.
You only fire go.
Some believers, this retreat now, they forced you to come. How can they? You to ask yourself, am I reliable? Am I Christian that? I'm reliable that? He forced you.
Tita,
in your world, in your head, there is no retreat this year. Be a good friend. Be someone that other people can rely on. Is that clear? Get good relationships. Don't be a Potiphar's descendant. Like I said, if you allow water to stay a long time around fire, the fire will go down. It's only a matter of time. Or how do I put it? It's only a matter of when, not if. You heard that from me before. It's only a matter of when, not if. If water stays long around fire, it will eventually go down. I mean the fire. True friends are the ones you are facing the same direction. The ones that are telling you, apart from Saturday evening, they're telling you, let's go and preach now. You have someone that just, apart from your cell leader, and if it's just only your cell leader, listen very well, that force you to do that, then you should be closer. There's nothing wrong in being friends with your cell leader. What friendships you do more often times is open you to receive God's grace more. Not if friendship is making you to dishonor, and familiarity is making you to dishonor, then you are a baby. Because what familiarity is meant to do for you is to give you access, and access to the grace of God, access to learnings. For example, people who are close to me, there are things I would just passively say, right? You know, there are things that learning things of the spirit, probably about teaching the gospel or something. I just say it. Maybe I just escorted him or seeing me off. I just say it. Now, that's one of the advantages of familiarity, of access. You get what I'm saying? If you now take advantage of that and you are now dishonoring, then you're not worth it. Yeah, you're carnal. That's walking in the flesh. And such access, of course, will be denied. Hallelujah. Denied as a sign of walking in love so that you can receive more. Praise God. Stay in firebrand relationships. Friends that can just, I'm going to call you that. Can we have a personal video? Fix your own Friday. Fix a Friday that is convenient for you. Say third Friday, okay? Say good. Let's have a personal video in church. Church compound is always open, right? No, perform. It's always open. Pray. Church hall will be open for you in the night. Pray. Go and pray. If church does not do prayer, I'll be, oh, pray. No, really? Only wah. You've never had 2 minutes to your 5 to 5:30 prayer chain. 5:29. Thank you. It's a great day ahead. I believe I receive. Putting for you, 5:25. I am going to go. Fire boy. Give me one. Which hell is this? Prayer chain. Oh, then sign out. Why are you disturbing your life? But you know you actually can be consistent. And you can actually be full of the Spirit all year long. It's not hard though. Don't let the devil deceive you that it's a lie. There's nobody like it. You actually can serve God in sincerity and be full of fire for 365 days. It's possible. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't buy into his lies. Praise God. So, get yourself a friend that's telling you, let's pray. I have an impression in the spirit that let's pray. Get you someone. You can't afford to be on this solitary journey. A friend is asking you, so which tape are you listening to? I think VHG Media has a lot now. I remember when we first started, you probably are just confined to Now you can't finish listening to it in a year if you are listening to one track per day. In fact, before March, if you are listening to three tracks per day, probably will not finish. Get someone that will tell you, so what teaching are you listening to? Is it Salvation Truth? Is that me? I'm listening to, give me one. I'm listening to Hope of His Calling, or I'm listening to, That is for me. Is that your favorite? Best of Both Worlds. You know, a friend, I just said, I'm listening to Anointed and the Oil. I'm listening to Two Kinds of Wisdom. Some of you don't even know that those things exist. Say, hey, Pastor, there's two kinds of wisdom. There's even two kinds of baptism. It's on the side. Oh, some questions are troubling your head. Say, I don't even know about this. Don't go to the side. Type fire. But they don't know what. Type. You are very familiar with the site. Type about a man's edge. Sorry. First type growth. It will bring out all the growth for you. Pick the one you want. Say, this week I'm going to listen to so. As you are planning for the new year, have plans. Spirit-inspired plans. Have it with friends. People that can follow up and say, that stuff that you said you are going to listen to in January, have you now finished it? If you are not the one who has seen the prophet, it is one, which most of people are not even there. Series 1, that prophet. Take it upon yourself. I'm going to listen to that prophet. So I can balance up. Not that we will have, by the time we are series 6, oh, they think we are 1 and 2. You are not in a Bible seminar of this. Series 6. You are not looking like this. By the time I say, Abraham, Eve from Adam's, resurrection. You say, Pastor Saka Mandi. When do you get the resurrection? But we've seen that already. We've looked at Adam and Eve being one person, yeah? And we look at them being two people. Go and look at the other prophets. Go and listen. Salvation through faith in Christ. Expansive teaching. Tongues. I believe that teaching we have on tongues and interpretation should answer all your questions on tongues and interpretation. I'm going to go and review my notes again. If I feel there's something we missed out or something I missed out personally, I'm going to fix it. But that one is enough. It's about 13 hours put together on tongues and interpretation. Go and listen. Have goals, spirit-led goals, and have it with friends. Is that okay? How many of you are inspired this night? Friends that will tell you the truth. Proverbs 27 tells us that open rebuke is better than secret love. Friends that will tell you the truth. You have the same project. You have the same interest. The same goals. Jonathan was a true friend of David. You can't tell true friendship in the scriptures without talking about Jonathan and David. So much that Jonathan laid down his life for David. Have true friends. Friends that will go all the way. I recall the first word conference I had. I didn't have money to buy fuel to the generator. A friend gave me money. Gave me money to transport people because people were coming from Holy Badon that time. And I asked some people to gather to Sammy, then boss going to bring them to his grace. That's camp. Friends gave me money. I didn't have a dime. I can never forget them. I'm talking about them now. Talking about something about 10 years ago. And I'm talking about now. Hallelujah. Friends. Friends that believe in what you're doing for the Lord. A friend that will call you in the middle of the night and say, Sister Bobby, you know, I have a word for you. But our friends, they want a word, really. We're going a word. It's a new year, Edu. Hallelujah. Iron sharpens. Get yourself iron. In Proverbs 13, verse 20. I'll close with this. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Are you there? Let's all read together. Want to go? He that walks with the wise shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walks with the wise will be wise. It's 2021 ahead. Walk with the wise. Don't subject yourself to relationships that water down the things of the Spirit. Don't subject yourself to relationships that talk down on the power of God. Don't subject yourself to relationships that talk down on what you are doing for the Lord. Walk with the wise. It says, walk with the wise, and you will be wise. A companion of fools will be destroyed. Don't be destroyed. As you grow older, you must learn to take more intelligent decisions. It's a year of focus. We must submit to the influence of the Holy Ghost as partaking to relationship, being together. As I was praying earlier today, God told me, in the coming years, we have got to be very cordial. That we have to be very, very, very cordial. Not cordial in terms of being familiar. In terms of being united. And he said, there's no limit to what people who are united in purpose can do. There's no limit to what they can do. And my mind immediately flashed back to Babel. And I said, yes, Lord. We pray together. Strengthen one another. Pray together. Listen to God's word together. Strengthen one another. Fast together. Break the fast together. Laugh together. Serve God together. We will do it together. Hallelujah. We focus together. If you have no one to ask you about a Christian world, you don't have friends. Or better put, you have friends with no one. You have friends with no one. Get yourself friends. The local church affords us the grace of God, the grace of friendship. It affords us an environment where we know people who are full of Holy Ghost. Just like in Acts 6. Get among you seven men who have honest report, who are full of the Spirit, and they knew the seven men. So that means in your local church, you know people who are full of the Spirit. You have not been very, very brilliant with your study group. You have not been very, very consistent. Get yourself some wings. Get yourself some wings. Not everybody is like you. Get your wings consistent. Monitor one another. By Tuesday, you're already calling because how far with your study group? Have you started? So I've just drafted it out. I said, meeting, I've drafted it out. In the week you have not said, why have you not drafted it out? Because you're meeting on. Take me apart, I'm planning something to my own on Thursday, not even Sunday. You have gotten yourself iron and sharpened iron. There's no limit to what you can do. When you have a brother who's telling you, can we just pray together? If someone can walk up to you and say, can we pray together? Then person can say that you're a praying Christian. Someone comes to you after this and say, I just want you to bless me. Don't have interpretation. I want to inspire word by the Spirit of God. That's the kind of year we have ahead. Hallelujah. Together. It's the interest of the Spirit. He brings us together. To do His work together. To fulfill His will together. To be strengthened together. Paul needed Timothy. He needed Barnabas. In fact, the mark, John Mark, that caused a strife between Paul and Barnabas. At the end, Paul said, bring to me Mark. Is useful for me. Stay in ministry. You can't go alone. You can't go alone. Thank God for the leaders that work with me. They are amazing people. They are still in training. And I suppose they will ever be, right? Huh? But they've been together with me. Such quality and reliable. You can't go alone. You can't be alone. Imagine I'm the one taking out the cells. So I'll run from Ishaka. I'll run to Zolo. I'll run to Fuji. I'll run to Inilag. I'll run to Luke. At the end, I'm not going to preach on Sunday. You have to do something together. Together, under this weather. Yes, you are gathered. Is it Sandra or Amanda? But you see, there's no limit to what we can do to Him. So when the Holy Ghost influences our walk, He influences our walk. He just brings to Paul in Timothy. He brings to Paul a silence so that Paul will not be tired. You need to find it. And when you get it, don't let it go. You need to find it. That spirit-led relationship. Not the one that will make you want to go into the world. Not the kind of friends that you envy worldliness. The reason why people are serving God is not they don't have money yet. The day they have money, they are going to forget everything prayer. Shame. Because at the end of your life, you'll find out the truth. You find out. Get yourself the influence of the Spirit. Don't forget, iron sharpens iron. Don't wonder why you are cold when you are stepless in the winter. You are not with shirt outside in the winter, and you are saying, why am I shivering? I can't do this. You'll be shivering now. Don't say, why is my Christian? I don't understand. Everything is just cold, cold. When people are praying for here, and you are seeing them being, this is not a prayer point. I think it might be lacking. You probably don't have one understanding that that person has, and you begin to pray that way. What do? Get yourself close to the person. Let the fire identify with fire. I heard that phrase first in 2014. We went for a village evangelism in Oyo town. And as we were praying in the middle of the night, around 2 a.m. thereabout, many of us were tired. We've been praying for about seven, eight hours. We were tired and we just arrived in the town in the evening, and the lady we were getting down from the bus started praying. So many of us were tired. And Pastor Emeka said something. And he saw some people that were lethargic. He said, identify with fire. I love that. And so, he just needed to see someone who was praying very well. And then, just can hold the person. And what you mean is you are praying actually. Identify with fire. Don't identify with the one that is growing old. Often like that's the case you see. There will not be a sect in the church of people who are already growing old. They will find themselves. It's like magnets. So you study good. This is not it. You see, questions are much. See, I understand it too. You see, that give yourself a space. I understand, not like you don't understand it. But it's time to write it and you too have it. I say, yeah, me too. So I even have bollards. I said the same thing. No. Identify with fire. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. So rather than going with the influence of the devil, because sometimes the devil talks to believers. Jesus told Peter, Satan, get behind me. So Peter was talking. But Jesus said, that is the influence of the devil. It's from the lips of Peter, but it's the words of the devil. You must be discerning enough to know. So now in the local church, someone is talking. What do you say? Oh, am I Jesus? It's someone that is over you in the Lord. You might not be able to say it. But you know what you do? Don't pray for the person. And of course, wait it up. Of course, friends are telling you to come and pray. To come for prayer rally. That's not the devil talking, right?
Uh-huh.
Just to be clear. Not the people out there. See, I'm not going for prayer rally. I don't know. I cannot keep myself. What do you say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Right? You know, we look at it, the influence of the Spirit. He influences us to pray. Right? So any voice that negates that, ask Satan, is opposing your spiritual growth. is for posting your service and consecration to the Lord. Find fire and stay with it. 2021, find fire. As you set New Year goals, look for fire. Stay with it. Get accountable to each other. Church, oftentimes, and what makes you grow spiritually oftentimes is what you do between Sunday and Thursday. That time when you are not even coming to church, right? You come on Sunday morning 8:30, and Thursday 6 o'clock, right? Okay, you have cell meeting Tuesdays, right? By 6. Now, what you do on Monday, what you do on Wednesday, what you do on Friday, Saturday morning, in those things, that's when we will know where you are, whether you are going spiritually. That is when to identify with fire. Stay on fire all week long. It's the influence of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Allow the influence of the Spirit to daily walk. Allow friends that will make you serve God more. That will make you want more souls saved. That will make you want to pray more. That will make you want to listen more. That will make you want to serve God more. That will make you want to give more. Find fire. And stay with it. Now we pray.